Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Less than 2 months from pitchers and catchers. Joining us now to talk about both of those things, he's the sports director. He's Fox 45. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, AJ Gersh. AJ, how you feeling?
Bob and Nolan, how are we doing? Happy holidays, my friend.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Before we get to the Ravens, let's talk about the Orioles. Remember us, we spent 6 months wondering what the hell happened to them as their season finished in last place. Now we're kind of revisiting that with the Ravens, who had even bigger expectations. But again, we'll get to that in a second. Mike Elias took a lot of heat for not doing enough prior to 2025. He's been doing a whole hell of a lot since the end of the 25 season, heading into the end of the calendar year of 2025. AJ Gersh, how you thumbs up and thumbs down it? Mike Elias, the work he's done, results remain to be seen, obviously, but has he filled enough needs, and what else needs to be filled that Oriole hole, of course?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like 2025, fans in Baltimore are kind of just ready for a rinse, and let's turn the page into a new year, right, between the Orioles and Ravens. It's been a little bit of a disappointing year, but I feel like as we're heading into the end of the baseball offseason, I give Mike Elias a hearty two thumbs up so far, and as he said, there's still work to be done, and I think I believe him this time around. Now, he said that multiple years in a row that he has a lot of work to do, and you know what? This season, he's done a lot of work. You bring in Pete Alonso on a deal that I think is actually friendly to the team, looking at his numbers and comparing them to some other guys who probably will get and have gotten more money. For a guy who hits plus power, plus doubles, he's getting better at first base. Nice deal on that. And then you bring in Shane Boz for a handful of prospects who you don't know what you're going to get. Obviously, you don't want to get rid of guys who you haven't seen, like Caden Bodine and Slater DeBrun, but those are prospects who are what they are. They're prospects, and you don't know what they're going to turn into, and you never do. Like, you know, you see Heston Kerstad, number 2 overall pick, can barely sniff the major league roster heading into 2026. So I like taking a gamble on shipping out prospects for a controllable starter. Now, you have a fifth starting guy in the rotation position open that you still need to fill. Yeah, Tyler Wells is coming back, probably will be full speed. You got Cape Povich. But if you're Mike Elias, you want both of those guys in the bullpen. You want Cape Povich to be your lefty long reliever. You want Tyler Wells to be your setup guy for Ryan Helsley, who he also brought in this season on a nice deal for a closer. But you got to get that number 5 starter. And there are some guys out there. Maybe you get a top of the rotation starter and shift everyone down. But if you fall in the market on a guy like Framber Valdez or Suarez, then you could bring back a guy like Tomoyuki Sugano or Zach Eflin to fill out that number 5 role.
And that's all great in theory, and I'm with you. You get the top of the rotation guy, slide everybody back. That's just me. But Mike Elias, again, doesn't ask for my opinion. But in the outfield, in particular center field. Colton Cowser had a dreadful year offensively, as we know. Got hurt in the first series against Toronto. Never really got it together. Are we satisfied with him in center field defensively? And how much of a bounce back could we expect from him offensively, where there were a lot of K's on the back of that baseball card?
Yeah, you know, I feel like with the case of Colton Cowser, it always stinks to get off on a bad foot to the season, or I guess in his case, get off on a bad hand as you slide into first base in Toronto in the first series of the year and hurt yourself, right? And that just kind of set him back from what really, in my opinion, I thought should have been an American League Rookie of the Year winning campaign in his rookie of the season. I think he got snubbed by the Yankees pitcher out there. But I don't think that he's a bad defensive center fielder. Now, is he going to be Cedric Mullins out there? I don't quite think so, but I don't think that he was quite as awful defensively as everyone said that he was last year, having watched pretty much every game and covered pretty much every game. Now, the bat, on the other hand, is a different story. I think, as I was alluding to, it's very tough to mentally bounce back from an injury like that when you're coming into your second season with some really high hopes after a great rookie year. You hurt yourself, you're in and out of the lineup pretty much for the first half of the year, and then he just never caught his stride. He had one really good series down in Tampa Bay where he hit a couple of home runs in the middle of the season once he came back from his injury. But then after that, like you said, he was a strikeout machine. Do I think that the Orioles could upgrade at center field? Yeah, absolutely. But do I think that they need to? I think they'll give Cowser the opportunity for one more season as the full-time guy, and then you can assess from there.
Hop over to the Ravens here real quick, and we're on Lamar Jackson watch again this week, although for slightly different reason. The injury is very well known at this point. The past month plus, it's been mystery lower body injuries and even an illness last week that caused him to miss at least one practice. They're back out there today. Are you expecting to see him, even though he's considered day-to-day with this this back issue?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm expecting to see Lamar Jackson. Just, you know, he's six straight weeks now with practices where he's missed at least one of them. But in the case of Lamar Jackson, I think at this point in the season, you can't rush him and you can't expect him to practice 3 days a week. He's been in and out, like you said, but he needs an extra day rest. If the Ravens are going to want to win against the Packers, obviously, yes, Lamar Jackson gives them the best chance. But with Jordan Love and maybe even Malik Willis washed a little bit banged up for Green Bay, you can win with Tyler Huntley and hope that the Browns pull out a sneaky one in Pittsburgh to make a Week 18 matchup mean something. But I'm not holding my breath for Lamar Jackson to be at practice, I'll tell you that much.
Now, the other big topic of the day, obviously, John Harbaugh's job security. He was asked directly about it yesterday, kind of shot it down. I mean, he answered the question, to be fair, but you know, wasn't going to give you anything juicy, I guess. A lot of people here, a lot of listeners, they want him gone. I think more of the media is starting to turn, but let's say hypothetically he's out after the season, they miss the playoffs, and they use that as justification. When the Ravens go to hire that next head coach, do you think that they would maybe target someone who is a rising coordinator, meaning someone that will call plays themselves, or would they get maybe another delegator CEO type like Harbaugh's been?
That's a tough question. Wasn't quite the fully established delegator CEO type that he's grown into over 18 years. But I do think that if for some reason Harbaugh is out at the end of the season, that they will go young and they will go with a coordinator. You saw with the Harbaugh hire in 2008, that Steve Bisciotti and the Aussies of the world aren't unwilling to take risks on a young coordinator. And very clearly that panned out with a Super Bowl victory under John Harbaugh. Now, you know, a guy like Kubiak could be someone to look at with the history of the Kubiak family in the Baltimore Ravens organization, with Gary being the coordinator for the Super Bowl winning team. So I think that they'll go young, and I think that they'll take a shot on, hopefully, in Steve Bisciotti's eyes and Eric DaCosta's eyes, getting a guy that they could – help grow into one of those CEO, delegator, you know, operator of the team type of personas like John Harbaugh has grown into over 18 years.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. AJ, appreciate the time. And you and the family have a great Christmas. Happy holidays. And we will talk to you, if not before the new year, we'll talk to you in 2026. How's that sound?
That's right. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, guys. And enjoy it with your families as well. Take care.
There's AJ Gersh, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you, actually put a bow on it, because coming up at 2 o'clock is Inside Access. We'll be back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday. Tease that a little bit as well. Ravens back in practice today. And as AJ just talked about, Nolan brought up Lamar, even when he's healthy, not practicing. I don't think we're going to see him this afternoon at one winning drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.